Can we talk about the fact that This Ain't Texas went number one?
It was like number one for 2 weeks, and again, in a few weeks we're gonna have a new Beyonce album, which is like just weird to think about. I don't know why we've elevated Beyonce to this almost like godhood of like she can only do things every 4+ years. It's just
No, this is
weird.
kind of scary. Like, this
It's
has never happened.
scary.
This is unprecedented for all these mega stars to keep like outdoing themselves. And first of all, Taylor Swift and Beyonce are in like a thing of their own right now. They're putting out albums every 6 months, and I'm like, okay, this is not like, do y'all know the like the, I don't know. I mean, the pressure they must feel is just
I just think the
ridiculous.
world is ending and they're trying to get their music
Yeah.
out really quickly before it all goes.
RuPaul is opening a bunker in Wyoming.
Bunker, Wyoming. Can you imagine if they franchised out to Wyoming at the Jeffree Star Ranch?
Oh my God, that'd be cute.
Oh, now you uncancel Jeffree Star.
Is she not canceled? Is she canceled still? I mean, y'all be uncanceling. No shade. Y'all be uncanceling.
I mean, she's uncanceled in my household.
The girls are going to Jessie Ware, so.
No shade. I just think canceling as a concept is a little it's like still in, but it's like kind of out, you know what I mean?
I mean, like I said, I don't take it seriously because we all forget about it. Again, I'm not gonna uncancel like Amy Schumer. I think I'm okay with never seeing Amy Schumer in my life ever again, and I hope no one books her ever
Well, that's
again.
just because how she looks like.
I think her character is something I want to speak to.
You know, I don't know. Obviously, I would be on a fence about a character like Amy Schumer, my Gemini sister. Anyone that's a Gemini gets a pass for me. Not like a pass, a hard pass, just like a little pass. Because, you know, there's something in there that's just a little
Amy Nunu Paris Schumer.
kooky.
Y'all are all
No,
one.
because y'all are not
Trump.
gonna act like at one point she was not eating.
Oh my God. She had one funny joke in one comedy special.
Like, there was an era. Now, I can't remember a joke. I can't remember anything
I
what
did
she
go see
said.
that Heartbreaker movie that she was in, the yellow. I remember, just remember the yellow flyer.
I think I just remember watching the TV show or something.
The
But,
Amy
you
Show?
know,
Was it called the Amy
it was
Show?
like Inside Amy Schumer. It was something,
Do do do
right?
do do do. This is the Amy Show.
The Amy Schumer shenanigans. Much like Lena Dunham, you know, that era of women is over. For sure.
We they all show their colors. They all show their
All that
colors.
to say, you didn't mention, speaking of the divas, you didn't mention Ariana Grande. We have a new number one album and a new number ones across the board. You, if for y'all who don't know, Rafi had a public breakup with Ariana Cisneros Grande.
Guccini.
Boca Raton, Florida. What was the beef?
No, I just I really first of all, I still love Into You. I think Into You still top 10 for sure, my favorite songs
I
ever.
still
I think
love
that
that
song
one song
stands.
for like 20,
And
50, 60.
one last time. That song really got me and still gets me to this day. If they play that anywhere, Focus still gets me.
These songs are about to
All
be like a
her.
decade old. You
I
know that,
know,
right?
I know, I know. It's okay. It's okay. I was in high school.
You were at high schools.
First of all, no, I wasn't. You were, but you were, but you were.
I was paid to be a honey, a
Let's
honey.
not throw that narrative. She really jumped in to Robin's 2018 vault that she did not
Okay.
release
So
when she released Honey.
you're
And
talking about
Missing
Eternal
You.
Sunshine. She released a song
I don't
similar.
wanna tiptoe. I don't wanna hurt.
Oh my God. What's the name of the song now? What's it called, bitch?
Exactly.
No,
Oh,
okay,
but
the
she was
child.
standing
Oh,
the
we can't
album.
be
But
friends.
she was
Yeah,
standing
we can't be
the album.
friends.
We can't
no,
be friends.
It gave We Can't Be Friends, which is not only a title of the Ariana Grande song, it's what I feel right now. We cannot be friends. We Can't Be Friends is number one in my household and apparently in America because she got to go to a mental facility to get rid of her ex-boyfriend Evan Peters because it was hurting her
Oh,
so
is this
much.
a music video where she like forgets him? Like,
yes. I don't know why she was named Peaches. She made a character that looked just like her named Peaches, but Peaches has a white flower tattooed on her eye. That was a difference. But she acted down in that video. And I said, honey, Wicked Part One is about to chomp. It's about to chomp a little bit.
I'm not gonna lie to you. The only thing I remember was that hook where she's like, I don't want to tiptoe, I don't know, whatever. Because I think she sampled something else in that song. But I'm sorry. I'm just not obsessed. I'm not obsessed. I want to watch her in Wicked. I still will watch anything I didn't listen to the album yet. Yet. I'm letting
Yetiana.
myself find out what this album sounds like through all the homosexual stories.
Oh my God.
Like all these gay stories, putting their stories up. So that'll be enough for me for a little bit.
I love it. You know,
nothing
I
personal.
saw.
I still like would be like, oh, great girl, hey Ari, but
I love it. I love it. So before we get into your reasoning why you gave up on Ariana, my
because you bullied me out of it doing. Okay, got it.
Right.
Okay,
Yeah.
Got it.
Truly, I really liked the description I saw. It was just like this is like an album where you know you're at a friend's house and you're listening to their curated playlist while you're on an edible and you're just vibing in your own world. Like that's kind of the vibe it gives, and it definitely is that. Like,
I don't
you definitely have
smoke
to
and
be a
vibe
little.
anymore. I
You don't
smoke
smoke and
and
vibe
dissociate.
anymore. Well, that's
We're
the same
30.
thing.
We're 30, babes. We're 30.
Vibing and dissociating is the
We're not
same
20.
thing.
We're not 22 anymore. You know,
Well,
we don't get to just vibe.
I'm so happy I look it.
I smoke and I start thinking about tax season. Okay, like it's really real now. So that's why I don't think I related to the album or the songs that I've heard so far. I was like, this just sounds so like.
I liked it.
Just like
mean,
what you used to tell me about her, though. Remember, you used to tell me, oh, like her music just is so like shallow and like doesn't really have
and
anything.
it was. I stand on that. At the end of the day, you know, the era that you were standing Ariana was just a weak era for her. I would still put Yours Truly and My Everything at the bottom of her
Crazy.
discography.
Crazy.
Obviously, Dangerous Woman gets her up there, starts to go to that area, and then we start being, you know, where we are now, which is great. But like, I didn't think it had a lot of you know, sentimentality. A lot of it was I still based in Mac Miller, which is going back to We Can't Be Friends. You know, people were like, she's not mourning her ex-husband. She's mourning Mac Miller. And because there was parallels they drew between the videos and all of these things. And that's why it was so heartbreaking. Sometimes it's about this memory. It's not about like wanting a boy or a person, right?
Oh, is that what you took from the music video?
I just took like, you know, I don't personalize songs. I just
Did you
feel
read
the
between the lines?
vibes.
Can you pull up the lyrics right now?
Oh, absolutely.
Pull up the lyrics. Tell me. Send me the message right now.
We can't be friends. Just the name of the song. It says, yeah, I didn't think you understand me. How could you ever try? I don't want to tiptoe, but I don't want to hide. I don't want to feed this monstrous fire. Just let this story die and I'll be all right. Again, who did not write that at some point on a Tumblr post? It's just, it's for the girls. And
you wearing that the beret, reading that is giving poetry.
But yeah, she ties into that kind of girl. We're all a crazy girl inside. You know, when we were having our friends discussion, you know, we were having that one discussion, you remember, at dinner about, you know, Lana and Taylor and all these things and how, like, for me, Taylor doesn't work for me because then they hit, you know, it's hard. And I feel like Ariana hits just hard enough. It's definitely, like, enough victim in it. Like, I think that's the best part about her music is that she's victimizing herself. So it allows you to be a victim. Victimhood 2024, honey.
I'm so annoyed by people making themselves a victim and then profiting off of it. I'm just so over it.
I
I'm like
mean, she did draw some
so over
controversy
it.
because, you know, that song, The Boy Is
Especially,
Mine, that she did was about essentially her being like, you know, I usually don't do this, but just the stars align. I wouldn't do it, but here we are. And obviously she's referencing her and Ethan Slater. Shout out to Silver Spring people. She just later
people, not residents, not neighbors, not folk, people,
the townsfolk.
It's giving Hills energy. It's giving She Lives in the Hidden Hills. You don't see her, you don't deal with them, you don't see them.
But yeah, you know, she's making her declaration and people are like, oh, should we like her for cheating? But then people are pretty much on TikTok like, oh, whatever, she still makes good music. And I'm like, exactly. Sometimes you gotta stay on business. Like, if she cheated, cool. I mean, y'all let Alicia Keys live.
Again, I don't hold that against her. I've always known she was a messy bitch. Like, girl, down. Cancers are, you know, tend to be on the messier side. But I just, you know, I haven't been listening, really, especially since I started DJing, I really have only been listening to music, like, that I am willing to DJ. I did recently download a bunch of Ariana Grande old music, older music, to kind of, like, throw in some gay shit because I'll be
from
DJing.
10 years ago. That's the gag part. Like, you're like, oh, I liked it 10 years
but
ago.
You're acting, first of all, you're acting like that's not gonna hit now. If I play Into You right now, if I play Into You right now,
Thank You Next. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I downloaded Thank You Next. Don't play with me.
We have all these amazing
songs. I still, again, y'all, you're making it seem like I've dropped her. I've not dropped her. I'm gonna give myself time to listen to her album, anyways. I am just getting done with a cute little therapy session. So I'm just feeling really nice and cozy. Very emotionally vulnerable right now, Nunu.
What else is new? I am not feeling emotionally vulnerable. I'm feeling stressed. I'm feeling stressed boots.
Can you tell the people
I've seen so many, no. I've seen so many posts about, you know, it's weird that we are in, you know, month 3 of 2024 and there's like no retrogrades going on here, right? There's no retrogrades for another month or 3. So all the stuff that's happening is just happening. So there's like nothing to blame, which I kind of live for. But everybody I'm seeing on the posts and the timeline are like, you know, shout out to people who feel stuck or, you know, right now you're in a bad season, but you're going to smile again. Joy comes in the morning and all these posts. And I'm wondering why, if for any reason people are having a hard time out there, how are we collectively helping one another? There are people who, when, you know, I go to clubs, just say I'm weighted by the plight in Gaza and in the freedom, the fight for freedom for Palestine.
I definitely, when I watched, like, I mean, the Oscars happened last night and people were like, and by the way, Grammys also happened recently, all these Golden Globes. I don't understand how people can really have like these Palestine fundraisers and then just be like, oh yeah, let's go to this Grammys watch party. I mean, I guess you can compartmentalize. I find it really like eerie watching these celebrities get together while the world is burning. I don't like to watch it because it really does feel like it's its own kind of sense of royalty and like, you know, like haves and have nots. And I'm just not down to feel that narrative because I feel like, you know, I'm me. And not to say that we got an invitation.
Yeah, I have not watched any award shows. I just, you know, we'll get the recap. But it's just, yeah, you're right. It's just weird to do that. I mean, it's fun to find joy in things, but like that just seems so out of touch in a way.
If we got offered a ticket to the Grammys, would you go?
Duh, bitch.
I was about to say, like, I mean, doesn't mean like I wouldn't go. No, sorry.
Are you dumb?
But I also just would be on the side of the, because this Oscars did have a celebrity speaking out for Palestine for the first time.
You know, I love that Mark Ruffalo has consistently spoken out about it. You know, there's some people who, or even like Hunter Schaefer just recently got arrested.
Wow.
As a protester, you know, weaponizing her white woman privilege. I say it's kind of cunt, right? I can't tell if that's like performative or not. Because like if you get arrested, like, you know, nothing's going to happen. You know what I mean?
I mean,
Hunter Schaefer.
I mean, especially, I mean, but I feel like some police won't know who Hunter Schaefer is, you know? And you never, I mean, I
You're saying she's not an A-list celebrity. Okay, new take. Rafi's transphobic. And
no, I
tell
think
me
she's
why.
an A-list celebrity. I think that there's still some A-list celebrities that police wouldn't know.
Why do you think police know what goes on in the world of Hollywood? What about being a policeman or a woman?
I wouldn't
or
think they
person?
would. I think they probably do their police stuff.
What do you think they do outside of being a police person?
Well, DC police is getting paid more than the mayor right now because they work so much overtime. So I'm assuming they're always police.
What? Oh, well, you got some tea on the Metro PD.
Oh my God, I did get a cute Dominican police officer be like, oh my God, I like your podcast. I was like, oh my God, I don't know how to feel right now. But
exactly. They are listening to the dame. They know it. They know what the girls are doing.
Well, they could be a they. No shame.
They're listening to what the girls are doing. So what do you mean they don't know an A-list celebrity, Hunter Schaefer? Again,
no.
You are transphobic at this point.
As
offending me and my sister.
I'm not going to accept that narrative. I'm just saying that I don't believe that. Every... as Oop. Much as you try to throw it at me.
They's, honey.
I did watch it. I watched the 3-part documentary, and the way I had to watch it in like several different sessions, like it was not a one watch thing for me at all. Did
you
watch
doing?
It?
How you doing? What did you? Oh yeah. So it was just really sad. No, Shay, her publicist said, like, you know, she didn't know she signed up for, and that's like not what she wanted to do, you know, backtracking or whatever. And I just think obviously it was exploitative. There was just no other way to put it at the end of the day. I mean, I don't think anyone should be seen in that condition. So
no, not at all. I think that it was very hard to watch and just stressful. I'm not gonna lie to you. And triggering also, because you know, I've had health issues in my family, and so I really, my heart went out to the son, because I can almost relate to him in a way that was like, you know, you want to help, you like do as much as you can, and then, you know, I mean, I obviously am not estranged with my mom, but I'm glad that they're now spending more time together. But I definitely can relate to him, and that's feeling like people, like, you know, saying that you could do more, but you're in two different cities and all that kind of stuff. It really like resonated with me.
Well, you know, as I've talked with coworkers or even my own mom, you know, when parents get older, it just becomes a second job of sorts.
Yeah.
And everyone goes through it at different times, of course, is whenever your parents get to that stage. But it truly becomes a second job. And a lot of people, especially in different sectors, you know, of our country, we move away, right? And it's hard to maintain that, especially in this economy. That's why you gotta, you know, play the lottery, stimulate the. Just kidding.
Yeah. But yeah, but did you watch it?
No.
Because do you want to just preserve what you know about Wendy Williams?
Oh, yeah. I think that's a great spin, honestly. Yes. That.
Rafi the publicist.
Yeah, that's really that. Absolutely. I just don't want to ruin my memory of Wendy Williams. It means so much to me. I mean, it does mean a lot to me, but you know, I don't know. I'm obviously in I am in a stressful era, so I can't feel a lot. I have cut off a lot of my emotional responses, which is really fun. So I don't personalize anything.
Well, let's start, you know, opening that envelope, unpacking, and seeing what do you feel like your stress is being caused by? Is it A, cars, B, wigs, C, your co-host? Warmer.
I definitely think it's all of the above, for sure. For sure.
Oh, the same, sweets.
But you know, I do get my car back tomorrow. My car has been out of commission for about a week and a half. And I am a car person. I've never not had a car for that long in my whole life. So that
No, well,
was.
let's tell the audience what's happening. This is not just any car. This is,
My
I feel like
car.
your car is your like your car has been
Right, I don't
your
have any
emotional
pets, and you know,
capsule.
right, exactly. I can't feel anything for anything alive, but for my car, I feel a lot. You know, I did my whole everything. My teacher career was in the car. Breakups. You know, my start of and end of alcoholism. Grad school.
Yeah.
Just everything, you know, the driving back and forth. So much happened in that car.
Yeah.
Makeout sessions, just life. And I, you know, I've had it for so long, 11 years. And, you know, it kind of, I didn't give up, but, you know, she's getting there. She's getting there.
Do you feel like you're
So,
kind of like saying bye to your 20s?
well, I am in my 20s, but I don't feel like it's time to, you know, necessarily say goodbye to that. I just think
But
that
no, for real, like, do you feel like in a sense, like that is like our first chapter in our lives? I can relate to
well, yeah, so picture it, Sicily. Oh my God, I'm the only one can't do that
that.
reference. That's so terrible. No one's gonna get
Yeah,
that.
because what show is that
Exactly. Thank you for being comrade. I think that, you know, 2013, you know, I buy a car Labor Day weekend, just buy a new car. So I'm about this is new. And it was just there for everything I did. I mean, I cried every time in my car. I cried between internships, between jobs, between people. So that was just my safe space. So to lose it was so, it's so weird. And it throws you for an emotional loop. And again, I'm a car person. I drive every day. So it's just weird. I've never not had a car for this long. It's just, luckily I've got rentals and I've been in and out of different cars, but like it is intense. But I'll definitely have to get a new car, and that's super lame because it's like almost like dating. I feel like I haven't shopped for a car in over 10 years. Like what's going out? I don't know what's out there nowadays. You know, I don't want to. What do I look for? Who do I talk to? I don't get it.
But you did find like some sort of headhunter car repo man.
Oh, that's the way to describe it. I have a really nice coworker who likes to be a father figure to just anyone. So when you go there and you're like, I don't even know anything about cars, daddy, they can give you a whole list. And he really ate that down. Like he went to cars.com, made a whole account for me, set the password to like Beyonce something, and all these people in my emails and text messaging on a list about all these cars just based on like a 5 minute conversation. Really can't really ate that one.
That is fierce. So, what did you have you settled on any car?
Oh my God. So I also know nothing about cars, which is maybe why my car is going in the fritz. It would cost a couple of thousand to get my car like fully repaired, but then I was like looking at the invoice and I was like, okay, obviously, you know, I need to get brakes or whatever, but like who gets
Okay.
brakes?
Let's unpack that. That's what I wanted to unpack. I really want to get to that
Don't
point. And
use
I wanted
brakes
to
because I'm
relate
a
to you
competent
also to this.
driver.
I wanted to relate to you also on this because I don't have a car and I don't believe I should ever have a car
But
because
yes,
I'm
but
a, and
you're a
not
bad
because I'm a,
driver.
not because I'm, no, because
Yes,
I only got
yes.
into one car accident in my life.
I was there for
So,
one of another car accident. You mean multiple? I was personally there for one.
what car accident were you in?
That guy hit us in Chevy Chase.
Oh, well, hit us, not me hit
Well,
them.
you were part of it, honey. I was there in the
You
car,
see,
scared for my life.
girl, I'm triggered. Being blamed for something I couldn't control. Oh my God, I'm spiraling. No, I actually was not a bad driver, but
Yes, you were.
I never cared about upkeep with a car. I never did, and I also am a selfish driver. I will say that. And so, like, I
Jazz.
just don't belong on the road. I don't. I really don't. So that's why I live in a city where I can walk, I can bike, I can do everything that makes me feel free. And
Same.
finding parking is like
Garbage, mama.
crazy. Yeah, because new Ubers, thank God. So I just could never
We were
imagine
because I'm too
driving.
lazy. I can't imagine like actually having to find parking in the
No,
city.
yeah. If I feel like that would be a lot.
It'd be too much for me, and that's why I Uber everywhere. I don't care if I'm 15 minutes away, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, bitch, I'm Ubering down the house down boots. But all that to say, I don't really, do things for my car as long, I mean, obviously the engine light been on for like 2, 3 years, but like,
Queer people, back to my point, queer people don't need cars. Queer people do
if
not
it's
need
still
cars.
running, is the bus still running?
No, yeah,
No.
it's a gay, I don't think it's a queer thing. It's a gay thing. It's
I was
definitely
taught,
like,
like, you would change your brakes if you hear them squeaking. And I don't think I hear anything. Obviously, I blast music, so I don't know for sure. But I don't hear anything. Obviously,
you were
they're still
taking me to North
braking.
Carolina again 3 years on the same breaks. You know how many times you went to North Carolina?
I just feel like I'm a really
No
good
wonder I would just
driver.
naturally my 1 year in automotives gave me the instinct that something's not right with this car.
Right, Rafi is telling the story that he was a mechanic apprentice at one point, a blacksmith apprentice in the coal mines, wielding tools, just so he could end up with his degree in media
The
arts.
boys are back.
So
The boys are back.
tell me about your time being a grease monkey.
I did take 1 year in automotives.
Not in high school.
And no, well, no, it was a in high school. It was a college course. It was like
Oh, dual
MSA.
credit. Oh, okay.
Dude, you are
You
so
have some options out there.
See, I'm gonna use this video clip because that eye
This is how
raise
I drew my face.
was shady. She said, "Oh, a college credit. Good for you. Good for you. The one you could get
Was it
into."
free?
Yeah, obviously, because I took it.
Obviously, you might could afford college. You went to college. Obviously, you can afford it.
No, it was free. It was with the school. Like, I was in high school. It was
Oh,
a
that's so
high
nice.
school. Like,
So
yeah.
they said, boys, take this
Yeah,
free
like, and
class.
there was no trade, y'all. There was no trade. There was no trade. There was no trade. Forgettable, forgettable era in my life. Cannot. I knew there was someone that I knew in there, but yeah. But yeah, I don't believe in I should have a car. Like,
What
I
did you
don't believe
learn? What
in.
did you learn from your automotives class? What was the one thing you learned?
I skated
Did you
through.
change oil? Did you know how to change a tire? Do you know how to do anything that
I do know
you
how
were
to
like leopard
change like a
thin?
tire. I do feel like if you gave me the tools, I would know how to change a tire. I do
I
believe I
don't
know.
believe that for some
I do believe
reason.
that. I can honestly tell you I don't know how to like check oil. Like I know it's like the I know how to check oil. I don't know what it means. It always looked like oil to me. It was like okay, it still looks the same to me.
It's chocolate. No.
It's chocolate. It literally looks like
It's
So yeah, but I did learn like I think and I genuinely think I could tell you like how to do a take off a tire because I also worked with my lovely uncle at his tire shop. So
oil. I think
Cattle
that
G.
No, also, what was really embarrassing was, how my car broke down. Obviously, we had been having some run-ins here and there, but, essentially one evening I get a phone call from my apartment manager saying, do something. I was like, what are you talking about, Diva? And she lets me know that the car was leaking, but it was leaking so much that it was going downstairs, like seeping allegedly through cement down my parking garage to other cars. It was leaking all kind of fluids. Obviously, I don't know what all the fluids are in a car. But one, you know what though? Rafi did take automotive class. There's something he taught me that sticks with me to this day. And it is the fact that American cars, the gas tank is on the passenger side, and for foreign cars, it's on the driver's side.
Yeah, because you put your right hand on your heart.
And kiss the sky. I definitely think I love not knowing anything about cars, you know, I just don't know. People are like, what kind of car do you want? I was like, okay, it has a drive, Bluetooth. You know what I mean? Like, I
I
don't
mean,
think
I
it charged
relate
my.
because I think I care more about what the car looks like than what it
I don't
like
even care what it
actually is.
looks
But
like. You
also,
know, we're in
I
the
wouldn't get an
city.
American car. No shade. It's
Okay.
not doing an American car.
You know, I have been renting a lot of cars, and the car I get the most, I've just driven so many Jeeps at this point. I feel
Yeah,
so
you love a
American.
Jeep. You look like
And
a
I
Jeep
hate the
girl.
Jeeps. It's so funny. I hate Jeeps.
You like you don't. I thought you would like a big car, like a big like
I want something
Cher. What's your
compact
name? Cher
SUV. I want
from
like
like
a cute,
Priceless.
priceless. This was priceless, clueless. But I definitely
Clueless.
think, oh, I wanted something cute. I want something small though. I feel like I'm a small
That's
girl.
small.
My dream car when I was a child was a PT Cruiser. That used us for sure. No. No
That is, yeah, you're
way. No,
55.
it wasn't a PT Cruiser. Sorry, it was a Mini
You
Cooper. It was a Mini Cooper.
realize
Mini Cooper. It's
that was cringe and then reeled
the
it
same
back.
thing. No, it was a
How do
Mini
you go from
Cooper. I
PT
remember
Cruiser?
because it had like a Union
Look
Jack
up
flag on
PT
it.
Cruiser, yo. They're
PT
confusing with
Cruiser had an
a
air on, bitch. They were eating for a little bit. Let's be clear.
Mini Cooper. Yeah, because people were dying. That car was hideous. 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 I wish they would bring it back though. I wish they would bring it back in a
I
car
want all
wild.
the old cars that people, you don't understand, y'all. Back in the day, we had a game called Underground Need for Speed. Or what was
Underground, yeah. Speed, Need for Speed
it?
Underground.
And I feel like all those games made us so into like
It
stupid
normalized
cars.
having a Honda. It like glamorized having a Honda.
No, the cars I was obsessed with on the games were like Escalades and like Hummers. Like, I would only want the biggest, giantest car. And I was like, why would
Size
I?
queen.
I was like, Escalade, like you gotta have an Escalade, bitch. Like that was it in the 2000s, though.
Oh, the Hummers. First of all, that ages too because are Hummers even a thing anymore?
But you can't even afford a Hummer with the gas, but also it kills the environment. Like it's literally so
But is it a
terrible.
thing? Like you don't see Hummers.
My favorite thing, that car. I mean, the only cars that are in now are what, Teslas? Teslas are kind of lame, though. No shade.
Teslas are. I'm no shade to any Tesla owner. I just like I wouldn't get one because it's that door is crazy.
The door is
The
annoying, and I mean, no shade. I mean, we have this debate all the time, but isn't it weird when your Uber driver has a Tesla?
it throws my whole day off. I'm like, how the fuck am I gonna
Yeah, because you have to start
open
thinking, you're
this
like,
door?
oh
You have
my
to
God, he
like.
has to do the thing, and then he has to do the thing for the door, and then you have to be pressing it, and then you have to sit
Like,
in
I'm not
there and
trying to
look at
open the
it.
window. One day you're gonna open the fucking window in that car, and you're gonna open the fucking door and fall out of the fucking thing.
So you would never get any kind of Tesla?
No, because Elon Musk makes them. That's why. Like, I don't think they're an ugly car. I think they're cool. Like, I think they genuinely do. I like the whole like sky room or sky ceiling, whatever thing has. But like, I'm not gonna support Elon Musk.
But you would support Toyota and Honda.
No, I feel like if I'm gonna get a car at this point, it's gonna be luxury. Fuck that shit. If I like,
Yeah,
honestly,
everyone kept
I would
saying
only
that,
get it if I
but
need it, and if I get a car, I would want a nice car. I'm not.
you don't want to like think about the area you live in. I feel like sometimes being in the city, you know, they really might jack you for that car. And I feel like I always want like an inconspicuous car. Like I'm not trying to be
No,
too
they say that
flashy, too
actually,
showy.
they say that the cars are most likely to get,
It's not the Porsche.
no, I mean, well,
Well,
no,
yeah.
oh well. I will say I was in France. I was in Paris, and there was a car, like a Ferrari or something, in the street, and it got his windows bashed in, which was crazy. I would definitely be more conscious. I would only get a car if it made sense. So I would have probably a garage or a driveway. It has to be like a luxury kind of thing for me because I don't genuinely like to drive. So if I had the money. It would only need to be like, oh, I have a car, but I would probably be driven around like you do. I
Driven
would
around
probably
like
be
I do.
like
I
you.
drive every day. What are you talking about, bro?
Yeah, but like most of the time when you're not working, you
I'm an
are being
amazing
driven
driver.
around.
No accidents, no tickets.
I mean,
Kidding.
you are a great driver, but you are a Looney Tune driver. You're a North Carolina driver down,
No.
down.
But
Like,
to speak to that, when I was in North Carolina recently, I saw so many accidents and I was like, why do people down here cannot drive? I was like, and the accidents were so crazy to the point where like you know, when you look at the road and you're like, I can't even figure out how you did that. Like, I mean, it would be such intensity where they would just be slamming into the poles or just end up halfway turned over on the forest. And I'm like, there's not even traffic. There's nothing happening. How do you just, I don't get it. I don't get it.
No, y'all, you and other North Carolina drivers are so obsessed with driving so close to these massive fucking 18-wheelers. Those, first of all,
Have you ever
A, I
been hit
think,
by an 18-wheeler?
no, but I think
Okay.
18-wheelers do not
Okay.
belong close to other cars. I don't
Then where are they
believe
gonna
they're
go?
safe in their own 18-wheeler lane. Like,
A
they should
whole
not.
lane.
A whole lane. They should not be close to any other car ever, 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 ever. Who? I just cannot stand America. America is so unserious. America said, hey, let's put a little Toyota next to this giant fucking 18-wheeler. And you even, especially when Nuna drives, you feel that car pick up. You need a big car for sure because you're so tiny. We're going to be picked up with a small car.
Oh my God. So, as someone who's actually been hit by 18-wheeler and doesn't have a legitimate fear because I went through it, bitch. I survived, honey. I saw death in the face and kept moving. That's why I don't give a fuck about no motherfucking 18-wheeler hoe. Bitch, I am the 18-wheeler. And that's on my soul. No, I actually have been hit by 18-wheeler, but you know, once you get
In the
hit, it really,
highway?
huh?
In the highway?
No, this is just a regular road. we were actually standing sitting still at the light, and it
That's the
just
scariest thing,
and
yeah.
we and it just we were taking it we were in the right lane to turn right, and it was not in the right lane, but it was trying to do a wide turn, so like when we were going, it went and it just like spiked all of our car off the road.
Oh my God. What did you feel? Did time slow down?
I feel like in the first few accidents time slows down, but after a couple more, it gets a little normal. At that point, I was like, oh my God, really?
Is this why you pride yourself at being a good driver? Because you have been in so many car accidents?
Was in so many car accidents before I got my, license. Obviously, I was not the driver during that. So I learned so much about accidents and what can happen, what can't. So I feel like I'm a really good driver because of that. And I love being on the drive, on the road. I love just dissociating, smoking my weed, and just rolling down the highway at breakneck speeds. I love it.
I'm not a fast driver. I don't like driving fast.
I always go to the fast lane. I try to on the
Yeah.
highway if on a regular day, but if I'm like traveling 4 hours, I don't care that much. I'm like putting on cruise control.
I'm a 70 girl. 70 is perfect. 70 is perfect.
7 inches, perfect.
Yeah, that's what I'm wearing.
I was like one time I was driving this weekend, I was definitely like 85, 90, and I was like, ooh.
Again. And with no brakes, imagine.
No bars.
This is, imagine, is she listening to A, Lady Gaga, B, Lana Del Rey?
Andre.
It's B, y'all. It's
It's
B.
always be. I just think cars are just a fun little house on wheels. So I can't wait to replace. But if any of you all have any car recommendations, feel free to DM us if you have a discount or if you want to give me a free car, like
For
hit me
sure. If
up.
you want to give Nuno a free car, please. But please be a
I
big
said, wait,
car.
don't do
I
a
want Nuno to
car.
be a big car. Yeah, please.
So
That'd
my
be.
least favorite thing about the specific Jeeps was the auto driving. The auto driving shit be pissing me the fuck off, y'all.
It's supposed to keep you safe, isn't it?
Yes,
It's
but
gotta
like
cut.
I
Oh no,
get
I will. I've been in a car where I can tell it makes me feel unsafe.
the car I was in was like constantly like it was sensitivity was set so high, like you couldn't even be like near another line and it would just keep correcting you. And I was sitting there like, Diva, if you
So
want to
just
drive the
drive the
car,
car.
just
Just drive
drive it. Like, if you want to drive it, then
the
you drive it. I mean, it's like, why am I trying to fight a car? I mean, I was really bad.
car. That makes me feel so nervous. That's why I don't drive, y'all. I really don't drive. As much as I can, I try not to drive. I can drive, but I don't. And renewing my license is gonna be the scariest day of my life.
Oh my God, I just feel like once you drive once, you know how to drive for the rest of your life. They should just trust you at that point.
But like, do they, when your license expires, do you have to redrive again?
I don't know. When I got my license up here, I didn't do it. I
Okay,
don't
I'm gonna have to do that soon because I'm not trying
know.
to take
You're
that
that
license.
old that you have to get your license redone?
No, not anytime
Oh.
soon. Not anytime soon.
Ooh,
Don't play with me. Don't play with me. Don't.
ooh.
It's gonna be a sad day when you actually do age out of your license. Oh my God.
I just can't imagine aging out. Like, this is what I look like on my license.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, actually, that is the face
I
that I see.
all at the same, where was I driving to? I was driving.
But no, what cars are you looking into? I really want you to make a wise decision here.
Obviously my preference, we have a Nissan Kicks because it's
Sorry,
cute.
we've talked about this. We have
Well, it
talked
was just
about
so
this.
cute and it was fun. And I really want like a compact SUV. I just want something easy and do 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 do.
I understand that, but I've never heard of that. And that means I know that a
I mean, it's
mechanic might
probably
be
not
like,
the
oh,
smart
yeah.
car, so I probably won't do that, but that's what I want. You tell me my preference, that's what I want.
I know you've said a Kit
Raise
Kat
your hand if you know
bar.
what a Nissan Kicks is. Question.
The three owners of the Nissan Kicks do not listen to this podcast. I promise you that.
There's some interesting cars out there on the road. I saw a
No, they are.
Wagoneer.
Did you see that Kia updated their logo?
Oh my. Oh wait, no, what was that? Oh,
Kias
it
are
wasn't that
not that
Kia.
reliable.
Oh, also the car I wanted the most when I was younger, actually, and until my aunt got one, was a Honda Element. I was obsessed.
Why are you obsessed with discontinued cars? That's what I'm
I
telling
just love
you.
a little box car
The
that I can just drive. Like I imagine like a
most
clown car, like a
coolest,
little clown car, just like,
the
getting out.
coolest, the only, the coolest car dupe, and like the discontinued car was a Toyota, whatever it was. That looked like a Hummer, their Hummer dupe. That
My
car
mom has
ate.
one.
She drove that.
She has one.
The Toyota, what's it
FJ
called?
Cruiser,
Your mom drives an FJ Cruiser.
yeah.
That makes so much sense why you would want a PT
No, I
Cruiser
don't want. I hate it. She
and a
loves big cars.
Kicks.
I hate that car. It's too big.
And Kicks. No, but it's still a discontinued car. That
A
car got
Nissan
discontinued.
Kicks, honey.
No, I really do suggest you get, the ones that the ones that have stuck around, the
Why would I
RAV4s,
take car
the
advice from
RAV4s.
someone who did you pass the automotive class?
I did. I didn't fail it. I've never failed any class.
Oh, good for you.
This is why I struggle with,
I mean, I think that's normal. I don't think most people fail classes, right? If you do, then.
The fact that you thought I did, though, that's what I'm saying. That's the shade.
I mean,
That's the shade.
you did, but
You
I'll let you live.
I know. In my fantasy,
You
I never
didn't
failed
fail
anything. I didn't fail
that
that anything. You
class.
said I failed the whole
Those
grade. She ran out to me. You are not my friend. You said you failed the whole grade, Blair. You're dumb.
No, I think you needed it. I
Yeah,
think
no,
you needed
I did get ketchup on my SATs. You're right.
it.
I'm dumb. I
I had to
know.
give the SATs recently.
Huh?
I had to give the SATs
Oh my
recently.
God, what is that like as an adult? Like,
So
that just made me so
fun.
nervous.
So
'Cause
fun. I
this
want
is
y'all
their
to
kids'
know.
lives, isn't it?
It's so fun. I love watching people in pressure. I want y'all to know. I love watching people struggle.
Plain Jane.
Play J. Oh no. I get the SATs recently, so I want you to know we're in 2024. So obviously we're in the digital SAT era. Okay, we're in the digital SAT era, and it is not your mother's SAT. Let me tell you. When we were growing up, we had books and locations, and it definitely took like 4 hours, and it was really intense. But now the kids just have a computer. They go to the Blue Book app, honey. Put their little ticket code in, you print out, and then they just sign in, and that's it. And then, as a test proctor on your TV, on your little screen, you just see them check in, and you say, "Okay, I'm starting the test." And it just little prompts you, just like read this now, click start test, and they do everything else by themselves. They break on their own time. If they get finished early, they go to break. I mean, it's just everything's on their own, and then they just submit, and you don't have to do anything, and I don't have to pass out books, and there's no test booklets, and there's
There's
just.
no scantrons.
No, it's none of that. That's so dead. I just be sitting there living my life, doing my work. I loved it. I lived it. I love where we're at now. But it is fun watching them still have to bring out like TI-80, whatever number we're on now. calculators,
Oh
and
my
they're more
God. Wait, they
digital,
have
and
no,
they.
well, there's new calculators?
You don't think calculators are gonna upgrade? You don't think there's calculators for internet and Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, honey?
And what do those do now? What is it
All that
for?
shit, bitch.
Is there new math?
I mean, no, I don't
Okay.
think so. There
I mean,
might be.
I'm all for evolving technology, but what's the point of Wi-Fi with the original TI-89, whatever it's called?
So
The
maybe they can just do
TH.
more. Maybe can like, teach you or something. I don't know.
No, I mean, I believe in our schools. But that's really cool. That's really cool. That
I
makes
think
it so
that's.
paperless and so fun.
I mean, they still stress out, but that's whatever. I just think it enables just like you. Like it'd be weird if you had a kid because like there'd be such a gap in parenting now. I think the gaps in parenting and
We are the
technology.
parents.
No, it's just like the gaps are different. Like, when our parents were parenting, they were like, yeah, there's an SAT and I might have taken it. And it was an old test and you sit there and you take it. That's what exactly what we did. But like after us, it's not like that. Like it's a whole different test. Everything's different. Like there's nothing the same. And it changes all the time. I couldn't imagine having to keep up with it.
Well, you do.
Yeah, but that's just for
You're in
money.
it. Oh, like you're not, you mean you're, do you don't think you want to do it for an actual kid? Yeah, fair.
No. I went to my first baby shower recently.
Oh.
Have you ever been to a baby shower?
The only baby shower that I remember is my own because there's a video of it. And I, my, it's a, there's a funny moment in it.
The baby, you mean your mom's baby shower?
Yeah, of me. I was in the belly.
They had cameras back then. Okay. That seems weird, honestly. That seems pretty advanced for that age.
That's yeah. Did you have cameras at your baby shower? No, then
No.
we're not the same age.
I
Because I definitely had a camera in
um,
and it had color in
they
it,
they had
so.
an iPhone, but they didn't have a video camera in mind. Also, that's weird. Imagine having
Which
your baby
iPhone?
shower on a fucking iPhone, Viva, like the first iPhone. Can you imagine? That'd be gaggy.
Oh,
That'd be
the
kind of
pixels.
gaggy.
That'd be terrible. Those iPhones were not made for that, what
But
we
it's
do with them
sure, like the
now.
kids born 2009 or 10 now, that's what freshmen are. Like they could have all their moments on like an iPhone or an Android, honey. The first Android, imagine.
Crazy, 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 crazy. But yeah, you, how was
This is my first baby shower. I expected it to be like a baby shower. I do think baby showers have changed in the modern time. I
Why
don't know
is it?
why. If anyone knows, I watch a lot of rom-coms and I'm just really have a traditional idea of what womanhood is based on a lot of these girlfriend TV shows.
Were you
Like,
expecting like high tea?
I was expecting like, everyone to be dressed up and we're celebrating the baby and there's an outfit and there's a theme and
Really, Real Housewives.
Yeah, it's like a little wedding reception, but it's like a baby shower. It
Okay.
was not that. It was not that. It was at a bowling alley. However,
I thought you said it was in the least sweet.
at the bowling alley. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
You want to talk about being a fucking publicist? I literally pictured you in Gossip Girl.
It did give that. It did give that. So
I was
we
giving
were at
like
a location that was
Metropolitan.
one of those luxury bowling places. So me and my mother had a discussion because I saw the location and I didn't know what to wear. And she was like, "You would just be casual." And I was like, "Well, why?" Because she's like,
No.
and she was like, "Well, you're gonna be bowling." And I was like, "Why would I bowl?" She was like, "It's at a bowling alley." I was like, "I assume there was some rec room, some party luxury area we would be sitting in. Maybe they had a nice, veranda somewhere. I don't know." But no. All to say, it was casual because people were bowling, and there was laser tag and escape rooms and
Oh, they,
arcades.
because this it was a kid centered. Were there a lot of kids there?
I counted under 8 kids
Okay, so
compared
there's 8 kids.
to
That's fair. They thought I think it was more kid centered then. Let's
okay,
say that.
8 kids, but 50 adults, that is a ratio.
Oh.
It
Okay, but did you have fun? That sounds like you still had fun.
well, yes. The bowling alley, one of those luxury ones. So I love that. I love that for y'all. All that to say, I was just like, I can't believe I would bowl. And they were like, why wouldn't you bowl? And I was like, bowling, and you tell me if I'm wrong. I don't think, I think for people in our generation right now, at our age group, I don't think bowling is like the go-to. Like, if you were an older person, I'd be like, yeah, of course you would want to bowl. You're older. And if you were a baby, I'd be like, of course you want to bowl. You're a baby. But like, I could not imagine anyone in my real life being like, bitch, we're going bowling. Like, that just seems weird to me.
I mean, if I was, I thought you were gonna be at like more like a tea or like I thought that's what a baby shower was. I thought it was. I pictured like, finger foods and just like fit. Also, like, I feel like 50 people is a lot for a baby shower.
Oh, really?
Oh, would you want something more grand than
I thought
that?
I kind of viewed it like a quinceañera,
Oh,
no?
you want as many gifts as possible. I think that's smart. I think it's smart to have a lot of people come to your baby shower.
Well, all that to say, we were at the, it's a luxury bowling alley. I love that for y'all. I like the fact that, there's bars now, and there's, I love arcades now. Speaking of like the digital modern things, like I was an arcade kid, like a I don't know what they call them, but like I love Chuck E. Cheese. I love Celebration Station growing up. I loved
Oh, Celebration
all these things. And
Station.
so that's something we would do with my cousins. Like, we would go and I would get tickets and I would get the most tickets. Like, I'm one of those kids, right? I'm a gamer, right?
Yeah.
So going back to the arcade for the first time in a long time, I love it. There's arcade games, it's on a card, everything's digital. Tickets are digital, everything's digital. I just love that. You just swipe and go. There weren't that many kids, but they did have a lot of drink tickets. They had a lot of game cards, and they had a lot of free food. I got my drink on here. I got my eat on, honey. And I took at least $60 to $70 worth in game cards and just had fun with my man around all these children. But it was a lot of
Okay.
fun games because they got the good stuff. They had the first game we played, I thought I did this for Raffi, was the Lara Croft Tomb Raider
Oh
shooting
my
game. And it was like a story
God.
mode. It was like the actual like Tomb Raider game where you could like swipe and do
That's
the
so cool.
so fun. So I had a lot of fun. I was drinking, I was smoking, I was eating. I did miss all the important parts. I did miss the cutting of the cake. I did miss the gifts.
So you were not at the baby shower.
Well, it
You were
was
not.
cute. We were
You
in the
didn't
elite
want cake. At
suite.
least go to the cake, girl.
No,
That's a
I
cake.
got cake. I went there for the
Okay.
cake cutting. It was an elite suite though. It was really cute. Private bowling lanes, private dining area, all that fun stuff. So I was just living. I was obviously the only people like in our age range. People either were parents or children or older. So it was a really cute date night.
I love a baby shower date night. That's fierce.
And it was just very casual. It couldn't have been me, but I love that for them, and I can't wait for the baby, I guess.
I mean, baby showers, I guess, have evolved. But yeah, I like the. I think there's probably like, I mean, my mom's probably invited like at least 50 people to ours too. But I just like a nice little intimate gathering, in the
And that's what was
house.
so fun about this, because there were so many people, and when there's the bigger the party, the more intimate it is, right? Because then you and your person become invisible, and you can sneak away, and it's just
Oh,
so
for
fun.
yeah, like for our young selves now, for not like if we don't want to be part of the situation. But if I actually care about my friend and like she invited all these people, I have to like now also like entertain.
I found some really cute baby shower gift wrapping at the dollar store,
Oh my God, look at you planning.
and hooked her up.
Do you want to start shopping for a little cat or a dog?
No, I can imagine. I thought about it. I was like, imagine me getting a cat in this place right here. It
Would
would
you
be
rather have a baby, a dog, or a cat,
a
or a
dog.
drag child?
Oh. Drag child, I can keep him away.
Oh my God, who do you want? Can you make me your drag child?
No, you have to be able to dance and keep up
I,
with
oh
me.
please, oh please, girl.
No,
Actually, for the House of Bears, you actually don't have to dance, y'all. You don't. You
yes,
don't. You don't. You don't. You
that
don't.
dancing is a main ability
You gotta
here
do
in
the
the
little
House of
shimmy.
Paris.
The Nunu shimmy eats every time. And you gotta walk though. You gotta be able to walk though.
You
Nunu, the
gotta be
House
able
of
to walk
Nunu.
in 1 inch or higher heels.
For sure. That's good. But yeah, but so I'm glad you had a good time. I'm glad because you said it was gonna be interesting going back and dealing with like a child coming in at this era.
Oh, so weird, so
Not even
weird.
like just any child, like someone's child.
A baby, but I can't wait for Aerie season when we welcome the baby. I hope it's safe, but and no complications. And I wish I could say the same for the protests that are happening in DC. There's so many things. I feel like, do you feel calm in the city between cars trying to run over people and
That was intense. I think that we are in just like a very dystopian time. People are just, I genuinely feel like I've been having some anxiety. I don't walk around with music a lot anymore. In my AirPods, if I have my AirPods, it's strictly for like social
yeah, I couldn't
listening.
imagine listening to music in like public for real, for real. Like if I'm in an Uber, I'm like have the headphones in, but like I'm not listening to
I'm not
it.
listening to music. I'm the Uber, I'm definitely listening, like.
Right.
Because I just don't, I feel like there's always, I'm on edge. Something could happen. And I don't like feeling like that. And I don't know if everyone's feeling like that, but I feel like the majority of us, would say that we can't just live our lives as carefree as maybe once we could.
But we'll get back to her one day once we get through this next amazing election.
I think it's only gonna get worse. Oh my God. I mean,
It's always
are you
darkest
kidding
before the
me? Are we
dawn.
really this is such a mind fuck. It's like, are we really going through another election? Like we like ha what like why? Like why let's just keep let's honestly just keep fighting because he hasn't done anything. But we if Trump is gonna be the next
You
president, this
think
man that Trump
anything
should be
is
in
the
jail.
Gaza and
Trump should be
Israel
in jail.
situation, Israel and Palestine? I mean, I think Biden did a lot. I mean, and
For
his whole platform
Palestine? No.
and his whole platform was canceling student loans. Yeah, my loans ain't being canceled.
Yeah, for sure. So who are you saying? Who's been speaking for Palestine?
I mean, it's not like they were like, oh yeah, or we want a ceasefire. He was, aiding Israel.
No, yeah, I'm not a fan of that. But what are we like? There's, n
I mean, you
I
can't say he
hate.
didn't do anything.
I thought
He
it
just
was
he.
so. I hate when people are like, just vote, bitch. Like, or like, the worst thing you can do is not vote. Shut the fuck up. You
Ooh.
can vote, but like, what is happening? Like, who are we
Did
running
you
for
watch the
President
whole
Biden?
RuPaul episode about voting and doing a power anthem just for you to tell people on this podcast not to vote in our nation's
No, I'm
capital?
saying vote. I'm saying vote. I'm registered to vote. I
Yay.
am registered to vote. So don't play with me. I am registered to vote. But it does feel like, what's the fuck? I don't want to vote for Joe Biden. And I
Well,
hate
maybe
it.
he'll die and we'll get Kamala Harris.
I hope that she, does well as well.
You are wishing on someone's downfall. Wow.
No, I really want them to do well. Trust me, I live in this country. I don't want this country to go downhill because I live here. But let's be clear, everyone that we have up there is part of the system. Every single person. It's just like whatever. Whatever. But
And that was me. Don't
no.
do
That's why don't do
it.
it. No,
It's
I really,
whatever.
it's really just like, it's hard to talk about because I don't want to like.
And we're telling you to wait, don't dissociate, participate in the voting
Yes,
process.
keep going out to the protests, keep calling for a ceasefire. What do you think about people going for Mo Bowser, and to speak out for Palestine? I think that she should have spoken for Palestine because all of the
Considering all
authorities
the
need,
things that are happening in her city.
but all of the I think it's a, but I think she can't acknowledge it because it
Well, could
is
the
a
guy set himself
reflection.
on fire?
We are living in a reflection of like we're not to that extreme, but like I said, there is a haves and have-nots in DC, and there is like who gets the investments, who gets the grocery stores, who gets the infrastructure and the planning. It's very clear. And so I just, it's really weird. And then the person who literally set themselves on fire because they did not want to go fight in Gaza. Could you imagine being in that position? It's just, and everyone imagine doing all that. And then people just still don't do anything or don't care. And then they're, and people were caring about the award show, no shade.
Or Eternal Sunshine, now streaming.
Like, why are we watching? I in the internet space. Why are we watching the Grammys when all you have to do is go through the internet and watch the recaps? Imagine if no one watched the Grammys. Imagine. You just watched the recaps. Imagine. They didn't plan for it, but we all just fuck the Grammys. We're not tuning in. If we see anything, we'll see it on the fucking on the blogs. But they would fucking gag that no one tuned into the Grammys that year. But
we have the power, people.
We do. We really do. We really do. But we just have to like literally activate together. So wait.
Together.
Let's not watch the Grammys next year. Let's just watch the fucking things they're gonna release later. And then honestly, you're gonna see it and don't watch it on the fucking websites. Just watch it in the interwebs.
And Black I'm gonna web. Tell you to wait. Get that engine checked out. That light might mean something.
Yeah, yeah. Or else your car's gonna get totaled, but it's not actually gonna be actually like roof caved in. It's gonna be like totaled because it's worthless. And this happened to me too with my Toyota Matrix. Rest in peace. The mechanic said, "Listen,
this my mechanic would never say that because I would never give him my baby, honey. I would never give him my baby."
How do you talk to your mechanics? I feel like you're probably like, so like, what's the verdict? Oh, is that a good impression?
You know, I did have another man go speak to the mechanic for me because I just feel like talking to straight cis man, especially mechanic. That's just like not. It's like going to a barbershop, right? It's just like not something I want to do or I understand because they don't get it, and I'm like I.
That's so cut. That's so cut. You ate that. You ate that. You have been whipped for you.
In every space, I always keep a man doing something, bitch. That's how you keep it going.
Oh, so
but
fun.
If you want to see us going, you can catch us this weekend.
Cast a script.
This weekend at Conexinto, hosted by Every Pleasure, with performances by some amazing drag artists, but most importantly, hosted by DJ Raffy. That's this March 16th at JR's. What time does it start?
Oh my god. Oh. It starts at 9:30, y'all. I'll be there at 9:30 at JR's. I'm super excited. Thank you to DJ Andre for hooking me up with it, and Every Pleasure for having me. It's really exciting. And so yeah, come check me out. You don't have to. I really want people that have come to Reggaeton Brunch and to like Better Fridays back when I was doing that party to come through. Because it's going to be a good night. It's going to be a really good
Here
night.
Here he is. And we're all going to be partying this weekend. And just to prepare you, on Palm Sunday, you can catch me at Takata 14 at Black Opal Brunch on March 24th. You can also catch me back at JR's on April 5th for a Drag Race viewing party. And that's right before our next Reggaeton Brunch on April 13th, followed by our 420 brunch. The next week, honey, we are booked and busy, and we are so excited to party with y'all from now until the end of summer, honey. It's lit. It's getting hot. Daylight savings and fucked up my sleep schedule, so it's time to party, bitch.
Yeah, period, y'all.
Make sure you follow thank you us.
I was going to say thank you to everyone who came to Reggaeton Brunch this weekend. Oh, my God. We missed you, Nunu. We really did. I missed you, for sure.
Oh, my gosh. Likewise, I'm sure.
I missed. It was not closing out the show was not the same. I rushed to that closing because I was like, "What?" First of all, I had to get to the music, but I just close. It's not the same without closing with Carnaval de Barrio. You have to.
Yeah,
finish
that'd be
it.
So weird. I thought about that. I was like, "How do you close it?"
And I was not about to ask one of these girls. No shade. I love all the performers that came and performed with us. Love them, but I'm not gonna perform with anybody but you. Come on now.
And I'll perform with any and everybody. For the right money. And that's all sitting on business. Make sure you follow your girl at Nunu Paris on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. I was gonna get there at one point. Facebook, maybe, threads, all the things. So you can see the latest updates. Raffy, where can they find you?
Of course, y'all can always find me at Wait, Don't Do It Podcast. You can find me at Reggaeton Brunch DC. You can find me at, I don't want to say any of these gay bars anymore because, you know, I don't even go out anymore. But you can definitely find me at Reggaeton Brunch every second Saturday and at Con Accento coming up. And always at Nunu Paris's gigs because I love her.
Oh my gosh. Shout out to the best cameraman in the city.
Not the camera. The cameraman. Crazy.
See you next time, booze.